Good morning, Ryersonians. I'm Angela McLean.
And I'm Julia Lloyd. This is the Rye Report for September 14th. We're bringing you the top stories for the week. This week on the show, a group of Ryerson Image Arts alumni celebrate their feature film's TIFF debut. Students react to the possibility of having opioid overdose kits on campus. Plus, a Q&A with sportscaster Jay Onray, who returned to the air this week. These stories and more coming up.
That's the sound of moviegoers who are currently celebrating the Toronto International Film Festival, which kicked off last week. One group of Ryerson Image Arts graduates has a special reason to celebrate. They premiered a feature film at the festival on Friday. It is called Cardinals. The movie tells the story of an ex-convict who is unable to let go of her past. Co-director Grayson Moore graduated in 2014. He said he felt a mix of nerves and excitement before the premiere, but he said his main hope was that the audience appreciated the film and left the theater thinking about it, whether they liked it or not. TIFF's programmer of Canadian Features praised the film, describing it as a genuinely gripping psychological thriller. The chair of Ryerson School of Image Arts congratulated Moore and the rest of the Ryerson grads involved. He said that they are great examples of what can be accomplished in the industry. Cardinals will be screened once more during TIFF on September 17th at Jackman Hall.
Opioid overdose deaths have been in the news all summer long across Canada and in Toronto. But not a single overdose kit can be found on Ryerson campus. This includes Ryerson's medical center and residence buildings. Ryerson's president, Mohamed Lachemi, spoke to the Ryersonian. He said security staff are trained to deal with emergency situations, but will contact emergency services for anything out of their control. Anyone can walk into a pharmacy, including the Shoppers Drug Mart at 10 Dundas, and receive a free kit and training on how to use it, but not here at Ryerson. Suzanne Niaga is the president of the Ryerson Students Union. She says she hopes it won't take an overdose on campus to change things. A second-year student at Ryerson says having great accessibility to kits on campus would be a perfect idea.
Just because I feel like people can be careless when taking drugs, and most of the time you don't know what it's been cut with.
Ryerson resident students have more options now. As students moved into Ryerson's residence buildings last month, they were able to be paired with students of a different gender identity. This comes after residence assignments started to include all gender identities for the first time. The Ryersonian's Melissa Galevsky reports the move coincides with changes to Ontario University application forms. As of this fall, the forms include a non-binary gender option. Ryerson's previous residence applications were based on binary gender identities. The Director of Housing and Residence Life at Ryerson said they heard from students that the practice was outdated and harmful. Now that the change has been made, Director Ian Cruikshank said nearly 50% of this year's incoming students selected all gender accommodations. The RSU's VP Equity, Cameron Harlick, told the Ryersonian this is a step in the right direction for Ryerson. However, she added more can be done in terms of education.
4 years later, the first students of Ryerson's sports media program are set to graduate next term. Many of them say that fellow RTA grad Jay Onray is a career inspiration. Onray graduated in 1998. A fan favorite at TSN, Onray left in 2013 to be an anchor for Fox Sports 1 across the border. Our reporter Max Ciarmella spoke to Onray shortly after he returned to the Canadian network last week.
How does it feel to know that many students in sport media and RTA at Ryerson say they were inspired by you and looked up to you and watched you growing up?
Well, it's obviously very flattering. I'm also a little disturbed for the future of sports media.
Yeah.
it's great. You know, one of the funny things about our show is that when we were initially put on what was the 2 a.m. Eastern Sports Center, so a super late sports center, we were put on there by our boss, who currently runs TSN, Mark Milliere. We were put there because Mark's vision was that young people in this country would grow up with us and watch us mostly in the morning and, get up, and before they went off to school, while they were eating their cereal or whatever, they would watch our show, and over time, it would be something of an institution for them. And then when they eventually all went away to places like Ryerson for post-secondary education, they would continue to watch us when they got home from Lamar. And that's exactly what happened. He was right. He was 100% right. Whenever I walk the streets of this country, and I really mean the country because it happens all over the country, the most frequent comment I get is, I grew up with you guys. And so that's, on one hand, it makes us feel old, but on the other hand, it's very flattering because it's sort of like the vision, the plan that that Mark had all along for us, and we had for the show kind of came to fruition, so that's a nice thing.
When you were at Ryerson, if the sport media program existed while you were there, is that something that you would have been interested in taking?
For sure, absolutely. It would have been no question about it. In fact, kind of the confession, when I applied to Ryerson, I didn't fully realize or understand that there was a separate journalism and radio telecast program. So the reason I went to Ryerson, or one of the big reasons, is that I'm from a very small town in Alberta, and coincidentally, a gentleman a few years ahead of me in my high school went to Ryerson for radio and television arts. He has since become a producer and lives in the city and does well. But he was a huge influence on me coming down here. So I just said to him, which program are you in? He wanted to be a television producer, so he was in radio and television arts. So he said radio and television arts, so I just applied for that.
Like, to your time at Ryerson today, how different do you think it is it for students today as opposed to when you were at Ryerson?
I think it's night and day different for the better. It's been very, it's been fascinating to watch the changes in the school, not just from the programs within, but just aesthetically, and just to see the school grow, buy up land around the campus, build beautiful new facilities.
All right. Thanks very much, Jay.
Okay, take care, buddy. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm Angela McLean.
And I'm Julia Lloyd.
You have been listening to The Rye Report. Tune in again next week as we highlight the week's top stories.